T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Obviously, we're keeping a close eye on the after effects of Hurricane Ian. A lot of listeners in our area are down there, and other people, you know people down there. So we're just curious to how things are going. And we want to welcome in Chris Farron, a disaster director with the Massachusetts Division of Salvation Army. Chris, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you? Thank you. I'm fine.
Are you in Florida, or were you in Florida?
So at this point, I'm actually coordinating from the New England area. We've been working on sending teams down, initially with Fiona in Puerto Rico and now with Florida. But I am on standby and looking most likely in the next week to head down to Florida to help manage a team.
So a team is on way, or do you already have a team there?
So we have folks, Salvation Army people, staff, volunteers, emergency disaster services workers that live year-round. They're part of the 365-a-day Salvation Army social services outreach. And then one of the strengths we have is that when there are disasters like these, as terrible as they are, we can pivot all those existing resources, bricks and mortar, commercial kitchens, warehouses. And so even before the storm hit, we were actually actively feeding in the evacuation shelters. And then as soon as we can get out on the streets, we mobilize our emergency food trucks, our distribution vehicles, and our team start to help those in need.
Right. And I know you had some people in Puerto Rico already, because I think Major Mig, who's coming on Thursday, was there, and if not still there. Can you just tell us, you know, from the information you're getting on the ground, like, what is the situation, and where do you go from here? We just talked about how it's so overwhelming to even think about cleaning up.
Absolutely. I was down in Florida after Hurricane Michael. And when you see the devastation, it literally sucks the wind out of your lungs. And you see that this is a weeks, months, and years recovery process. And I know, you know, our initial phases, we start investing in those emergency safety and security. How do we make sure that people have a place to lay their head? How do we make sure they have food? How do we make sure they have clothing as we start this recovery process? And then as the weeks and months move ahead, folks start to find temporary housing, they start to rebuild, and we'll be invested again with them through those different phases of this process. But it's massive. And even now, every day, you try and move the needle a little bit forward, you get additional resources, you help some extra communities, you ramp up your operation, and you keep meeting as many needs as you can every day.
We're talking with Chris Farron, a disaster director with the Salvation Army here in Bryan & Company. So do you coordinate with sort of FEMA and so on and so forth, or you just sort of go in and do your own thing?
Absolutely. Great question. So we spend all the time when there's not storms, when there's not disasters, when there's not blizzards, whatever it might be, we're in daily regular coordination with local emergency management, with state emergency management, like Demis in Connecticut, and then with FEMA as well. So we do exercises, you know, with hurricane drills. We try and figure out, like, what our best assets are to help, you know, what's our spoke on the wheel, so that when there is a disaster like this, everyone already knows what's your role, what's your function. And even down there, we have designated people that stay in the communication center to find out what are the gaps, what are they finding, what are they hearing, where are needs that aren't being met, so we can mobilize and help those people, so that it's a coordinated effort among all the agencies.
You know, dealing with a disaster like this is not like in your annual budget, I guess. I mean, how do you deal with you have to mobilize so much of your personnel, and then how does that impact the regular day-to-day activities of the Salvation Army?
So our basic model is we're going to respond. There's a need, and we're going to help them. Oftentimes, as you said, for disaster of this scope, there's no large budget. There's the millions of dollars that are needed to help rebuild, just even from the Salvation Army. And we count on donors, we count on volunteers, we count on supporters to be able to financially support us to do this great work. But again, when there's a need, we will respond because we have to help. And then from there, you know, we'll ask for people to continue allowing us to do that good work we're trying to do.
Yeah, and of course, we hope to raise a ton of money with our holiday store here at WTIC. We work closely with Salvation Army. Chris, thanks for the time. We really appreciate it. Good luck.
Absolutely. Thank you. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Chris Farron, disaster director with the Massachusetts Division of Salvation Army. It's sometimes there's all these different groups go to try to help, and I mean, it's good to know that there's coordination involved. And a lot of the stories coming out, it's just you don't know where to start.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.